Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and with me in the program this week is Tom Slonecka, who is the Executive Director for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, or EPIC, located currently in St. Louis, Missouri. And Tom, your organization is relatively new on the scene in the ethanol business with the express mission to provide information to consumers about ethanol, which has been a huge topic of information, if you will, over the last few months with the whole energy issues we're dealing with, like gas prices and all. I think it might be interesting to start out telling us a little bit about how your organization has developed in just the few months that it has been in existence.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I think, too, the organization has had a great start. It has been developed from a lot of controversy within the fuel market. The organization officially formed on May 6th of this year. Of course, we had worked for months ahead of that in the pre-planning process. But at our launch on May 6th, we started asking ethanol plants and vendors of the ethanol industry, along with associations that have been providing support and promotional activities for ethanol, all to join under one roof and come together in a single branding concept for ethanol. To date, we're standing at 68 members to the EPIC program. Those members include 27 ethanol plants. Those 27 plants are producing in excess of 1.3 billion gallons of ethanol, and those gallons are all part of EPIC's promotional program and the fund that is driving our work.
Now, we had just last month the president, you know, certainly came out outspokenly in support of the whole development of domestic fuel alternatives such as ethanol, and we see the new renewable fuel standard that's being implemented now by Congress and ultimately the EPA, I guess we're waiting on at this point. How has that affected things as you've developed this new organization? What kind of impact has that had on you?
Since our formation just a few short months ago, we've seen almost record low ethanol prices to now record high ethanol prices. Most of that can be attributed to the positive response that is coming from the president's signing of the energy bill. Much of that also has to do with the fact that the U.S. economy or the U.S. consumers are now welcoming ethanol, but there are a lot of consumers out there that still do not understand what the product is, and when gas prices do level off, will no longer consider that one of their choices. So the Ethanol Promotion Council is really the right organization at the right time to make sure that we can continue this momentum for years and years to come.
One of the first ways that you got out into the consuming public with an ethanol is good message is through your partnership or relationship with Indy Racing League. And I think that received widespread exposure and has just been a great relationship from a consumer standpoint. As you look forward now, that relationship I know is going to continue as they convert over as a racing league to this fuel source. Anything you can say about other ways that you're going to reach out to the consuming public or would like to? Not only how, but what you hope to accomplish with that consumer out there?
Well, the Indy Racing League certainly has been one of the most successful endeavors that the ethanol industry has undergone in the most recent years, notwithstanding, of course, the renewable fuel bill. What we found through extensive consumer research is that consumers are still concerned about the performance that ethanol will provide them in their cars. The reason that the Indy Racing League was able to become a part of our program is simply because they are the most cost-effective, far-reaching element for performance. Now, as our research pointed to performance as the number one barrier for consumers to want our product, the next thing that comes up is good for the economy, good for America, and good for the environment. We will go after those other two elements, good for America and good for the environment, with the same fervor that we have for performance with Indy Racing. Our program over the next months and years will prove to be as dynamic as having a car running at 230 mile an hour for performance. So will our consumer messaging on the environment and good for America.
One of the new ways that you have reached out is by a redesign and population with new content on your website, drivingethanol.org. Can you point out some of the things that consumers find when they go there?
We've created a new website that is really consumer-focused. The messaging is that drives people to understand the environmental friendliness of ethanol. It also links to performance factors. One thing that you'll find on our site that's fairly unique is the Ask the Expert section, where we have staff answering questions, not in real time, but certainly within a 24-hour period, giving consumers a real relationship with the product that they're choosing to put into their car. Other elements of the website include updates on promotional activities and giving them the opportunity to spread the word about ethanol, because what we find is those that are excited about the product want to make sure that their friends and neighbors and family members are using that product, and so we're providing them with information and tools in which to help convince the people that are within their circles.
And besides consumers or a different consuming market that you have found you need to reach is the mechanics who are out there. And I think that might be something just to make a note of how important or how much of a need there is to make sure that the people who work on cars or give advice to consumers are educated about this fuel alternative.
When it comes to getting information about using ethanol in their cars, what we found through our research is there's three sources that consumers will go to. The first of which is their mechanics or their dealership where they purchase their car. The second of which is the internet, and the third of which is their father. And that is verbatim how people listed it on their research. It's a little bit difficult for us to reach every father to get them convinced of ethanol. So we're doing the best that we can via the website to reach both mechanics and consumers, and linking the two together with positive information, studies, reports, personal examples, to make sure that the mechanics across the country are comfortable with the product, and most importantly, comfortable in recommending the use of it.
So as we look out through at least the next year or maybe further, what is it you most want to accomplish or be able to say after EPIC has been in existence for its first year or its second year?
Well, truly EPIC's purpose of promotion and education about our product will accumulate, and I will feel as though the organization has reached its goal when a vast majority of Americans are comfortable with reaching for that handle that is marked with ethanol. The branding of ethanol, the creation of the awareness of ethanol in their fuel is very important. In order for us to succeed, such as companies like Nike and McDonald's and Gore-Tex, we need people to feel comfortable about the use of that product and actually want it in their fuel supply. And that's the goals that we're really shooting for.
Thank you very much. I've been talking with Tom Slunecka, who is the Executive Director for the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. And with this MCAST, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.